Thank you.
Item number 7, Org Unit 2000, Combined Court Related Operations, page 168.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for your patience.
What I'm going for.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, committee, thank you very much. I'm Jeff Kramers. I'm the Chief Judge of Milwaukee County. With me is John Barrett, the Clerk of Courts. Thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. I don't have much to say because I'm basically in agreement with the County Executive's proposed budget. I think it reflects the collaborative spirit that has developed between the County Executive and Mr. Barrett and I, and between this County Board and the courts. I want to take just a minute to say something about the major disruption we had this summer, the fire. I wrote an article for the Milwaukee Messenger, which is the Milwaukee Bar Association's quarterly publication. In there, I spent several paragraphs thanking a number of employees of Milwaukee County, and I just wanted to echo those comments to this committee this morning. I think we should all be proud of the work that was done by our county employees in getting this building back up and running as fast as it was. I mean, when I first saw it the Sunday after the fire, the estimates were 4 to 6 weeks. We had some court operations back in operation in this building in less than a week. And people were working 24/7 to get that done, county employees, public employees, and we all know how the beating that public employees have taken in the last year or so, and I think that's a story that has been underreported, and I just wanted to use a minute of my time to say that. I believe that the court, combined courts, have been very reasonable in our requested budget for 2014. We understand the financial difficulties that the county continues to face, and therefore what we've asked for and what we've been given in the form of the county executive's proposed budget is essentially a cost to continue budget with a couple of very minor tweaks. I'm happy to answer questions, but I should also note, as I'm sure you're all aware, I have another budget here, the next one, the pretrial services budget. Sometimes those get conflated. I'm happy to do those two budgets together or separately at your pleasure. I don't know if Mr. Barrett has anything he wants to add.
I agree with the judge's comments, and I ask that you would adopt the budget as it's been presented to you.
I don't necessarily have any specific questions, but maybe a question for Dr. Colton or Mr. Fudge. I was contacted by some county employed lawyers, several months ago, about the fact that in previous bargaining sessions and in their contracts, they received payment for continuing legal education credits, and I'm not sure if bar dues also, and they were hoping that that would be reinstated. Is there somewhere in the budget that will allow some of our court employees and our corporation counsel to be reimbursed for their continuing legal education credits that they previously had gotten through collective bargaining?
We can answer that if you'd like, Mr. Chairman, committee. That has been restored in the budget. So they have a cap. I mean, it's for some reason the number $700 jumps into my head that they can't exceed in a year, but that's designed to cover their bar dues and CLE credits, and historically that's been more than sufficient to cover those items.
So how many employees does that cover?
Okay, now you're...
About?
Do you know?
It would cover all of the attorneys in the county.
Right, I knew that.
I just don't know
what the number is.
We can get you that number.
I don't know, but that goes beyond our in our area. We have 22 court commissioners, and then I think we have 6 other attorneys in our office. So in the combined courts, I think it would be about 28 positions. Beyond that, there are other attorneys in corporation counsel, and there's also other attorneys in child support enforcement.
So then, am I correct in understanding this, that because of Act 10, this couldn't be part of their contract? but you guys found a way to fund it for them.
I think it was formerly a part of the union contract, and that again, it's the relationship that the county has with its employed attorneys as to what they provide to them. It is no longer a part of the negotiated contract.
Because of Act 10.
Correct. In other words, they can't require it as part of a negotiation with the county, but that doesn't mean the county can't offer it to them as a benefit to their job.
I understand. I guess the question that I think other employees would raise who lost certain benefits as a result of Act 10 is, why are we protecting the attorneys? I'm an attorney myself, so I'm not anti-attorney.
Well, but I'm an attorney and mine's not covered, so, you know, no judge gets their bar dues or CLE credits paid for. Well, the CLE credits is a little bit different, but
though.
I'm sorry?
You're a state employee?
Correct. I'm a state employee.
Okay.
I can't speak to why, you know, certain employees get certain benefits. I mean, I would...
Where did this recommendation come from, or how did it resurface?
I suppose, I don't know for sure, Mr. Chairman. I suspect it was a request by the employee attorneys, and was looked at and determined that it was something we were going to ask for.
Does anybody from the administration have any comments on this, or no? Or
is this a policy question?
What?
Is this a policy question?
Do you know where, and do you have an amount in the budget on this? Is there some line item that says CLE and bar dues for county attorneys?
Chairman, I believe this item came from the request of the courts, and we'll get the number for you.
I think the
reason why I stopped getting calls on this.
Yeah. If you want that, I think the request came from David Pruse.
Okay. He was formerly the
president of the union.
Yeah.
He's a family court assistant, family court commissioner.
Okay. Well, I have no other questions. If you guys maybe can find that for us, Supervisor Jersey.
First of all, there was a mistake in the budget with regard to the bailiffs. Is it proper to ask that question now, or should we wait till we get to the other budget? Is this where we would take it up?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I guess that's your prerogative. I'm not aware of any mistake in the budget related to bailiffs.
Wasn't there?
I'm not certain what you're referring to. I don't know if Judge Kramer's is.
I thought.
Well, I can say that there are no bailiffs in our budget.
I'm sorry, if that's the question. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Yes, the $600,000 that was in the court security is in the office of the sheriff.
And so it's in the office of the sheriff. But I guess I know bailiffs have been an issue in the courts in the past. Are there any outstanding issues with bailiff services in the courts? And my understanding is you were using sheriff deputies as bailiffs during regular working hours, and then were there different bailiffs for extended hours?
No.
Is any of that still going on?
No. For about 3 years now, I think, we have not had any bailiff cross charges in our budget. That was an old practice that I asked the board to stop doing because I had some very serious concerns about the way it was being handled. So for at least the last 3 years, we've had an agreement with the sheriff as to the number of posts that would be staffed in the courts. That was 79. It takes more people to fill those posts, obviously, with vacancy and turnover and so forth. But whatever the sheriff gets paid for that is in his budget. It's of no real concern to me. This year, we did ask for and supported some additional posts, additional posts to 81, I believe, 80 or 81, and that's what my understanding, the county executive put into the proposed budget for the sheriff was the money and the people to fill those posts that we had agreed upon. Now, I can't obviously speak to what the sheriff's position on that is. I do know that I've received a communication from the sheriff asking for a meeting with me about his concerns about staffing in the bailiffs and the courts with this proposed budget, and I've agreed to that meeting, and we'll be meeting in a few weeks.
So you haven't had the meeting yet?
We've not had the meeting yet.
But, Judge, as far as you're concerned, the bailiff services in your courts are acceptable?
As far as I'm concerned, at current levels, they are acceptable. What we proposed for next year and is proposed by the county executive is acceptable to me. I think it maintains the absolute minimum level of security that's necessary in the courts. It does not comply with the U.S. Marshal's audit of what a court system should have in terms of deputy sheriffs, but I believe it is adequate, and we certainly shouldn't go below that, but I'm comfortable with what we have.
Okay, and then Mr. Fudge, maybe we could get the we'll get the $600,000 discussion in the sheriff's budget, I guess. And just a final question, and I think this is probably for Mr. Barrett. The resource library, what's left of it in the courthouse, is that in your budget?
That is an agreement between the state and us. It is a I believe about a $200,000 contract that we contract with the state of Wisconsin for that service. That being said, that library, just since we're on the topic, is going to be moved and consolidated with the Milwaukee Justice Center, and that should be completed hopefully by the end of this year, and we are grateful to you that you effectuated that to happen, as that has been a tremendous success and helps many people, both in the law library and in the Justice Center.
Yeah, and I just want to recognize Lynn Gerke, who's the librarian down there. She did give me a little tour of her current space, and then I looked at where they're going, and the legal clinic that's down there, I think we should recognize the work that those people do. It's excellent. Lynn Gerke also has taken up getting free CLE credits for folks that work in the courthouse. They do seminars and so on. So they're actually providing an ability to get CLE credits without any charges. And some good work's going on there, so thank you.
And not all attorneys spend their entire budget. Many of them will attend some of the CLE credits. Some of them attend conferences that are particular to their specialty, for example, court commissioner conferences and other things that keep people updated on the laws and other things like that that are important to the functioning of their job. But not all attorneys spend the entire amounts of the budget that's budgeted for them.
Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question kind of piggybacking off of the question regarding the bailiffs, and I know that we did an audit, and we did bring the U.S. Marshals in to talk about bailiff levels and where we should be at. We were below what was recommended by them. But my question is in regards to court security and courthouse security, safety building, when, if ever, have we done a comprehensive audits or had someone come in and really take a look at how our courthouse functions versus how other courthouse functions in regards to safety and security?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Supervisor, the only audit that I'm aware of that would approach that level of examination would be the U.S. Marshals audit from about 6 years ago, because it was the year before I became Chief Judge.
Okay. Thank you very much. And Mr. Chairman, I just have a general statement to make in regards to there's a lot of different security-type measures or security initiatives in this budget, and I think it's who of us, instead of kind of throwing everything against the wall and seeing what sticks, but it'd be better for us to do a comprehensive study of what we actually need.
and what we should actually have. And I'm saying this, I attended WCA a couple weeks ago in Madison, and I attended a seminar on courthouse security. And one of the things that struck me was that during that seminar, what the sheriff from Dane County showed us a video of a courthouse in Alabama. Now, this courthouse had one court commissioner, but the court commissioner had ruled against this gentleman in a divorce proceeding, and he had lost custody of his children, and just one day decided that he was going to go and he was going to get even with the court commissioner, and he walked in to that building with a loaded sawed-off shotgun and proceeded to go from room to room. Now, here's the part that concerned me, is that, and I applauded their efforts, this county courthouse had trained their employees what to do with an active shooter. And so, at the end of the day, with all of the employees, and the commissioner had actually broke his leg the day before, so he wasn't actually in the building, but with all of the other courthouse employees that were in that building, there was one woman that was shot in her leg. Everybody else survived. And what struck me is that as a county employee and as someone who comes into this building on almost a daily basis, I've never been trained on what to do if there is such an emergency in this building. I don't believe that over at the Cox building or at BHD or at any of our other county facilities, they've been trained, as our staff has been trained, on what to do. And that's very concerning to me, especially in a day and age in which we live. And so I say that, Mr. Chairman, just to say that I do believe that it's important that we take a holistic look at safety in Milwaukee County and that we assure ourselves that, yes, we do have the proper number of bailiffs, and, yes, we do have the proper machines at the front door. And if we have to hold off on that for a year to bring someone in to tell us what exactly we need to do in order to keep people safe, I think in the long run that's an investment that will pay off. Thank you for the latitude.
Thank you. Did you find an answer to the question?
Yes, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the fiscal impact of that is $16,016,000.
And where is it?
They did have that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, in the services line item.
Any further? If not, thank you for your patience. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We're just going to keep rolling here.
Great.